And we're talking about e-books, e-publishing, the future of books, of course, as well. We've got a great conversation going with our guests here in the studio. But we'd like to move on now and have a chat with Tom Shambler, who's the editor of Stuff magazine, about your... what was it again?
Well, there's this.
I'm kidding. Your digital magazine.
Yeah. This is very similar to ebooks, to what you guys have done. You haven't just taken a book, literature, words, and put them onto a tablet under a different medium. You've made it interactive, which you kind of have to, because at the end of the day, this tablet is not a magazine. I kind of like to call it more active reading as opposed to kind of passing reading, because you are touching the screen, scrolling up and down, and moving
You're
about.
You're interacting with the content.
Yeah, interactive content. And so that's what we've done. Stuff's launched a digital edition, Baby Steps. So we've kind of launched it, a lot of the same magazine content, but with a lot more. So instead of just telling someone that that look at this phone, it's video of us playing with the phone.
So I can dump the papery stuff, go on my cool tablet, and be seen on the metro reading really cool content.
See, in terms of, what I like about publishing, e-publishing in general, is when you remove the physical, length doesn't mean anything. Design doesn't mean anything as well. So we have lots of ideas in Stuff magazine, but we've only got a certain number of pages to squeeze those ideas on.
Because that old-fashioned distribution model of using paper and squid ink means that you're limited in what you can spend on distribution.
It costs to print this. Whereas e-publishing is manpower. We want to run these features. So basically, we're going to be cramming it full of all the crazy cool ideas that we don't get to put into the magazine.
So how do we get hold of it?
You go to iTunes and you type in Stuff Middle East.
And it's a free app.
It's a free app to download, and then you can preview some of the cool bits, and then you have
free.
Then you have to pay for it.
Ah, so you give a little teaser, and then you make people pay. But what about advertising?
But it's cheaper. It's cheaper than the print. It's cheaper than the print.
Right. What about advertising, Tom? I think was I right in hearing that there's no adverts on the online one?
No, this is two different things.
That's separate.
There are definitely adverts.
Okay, sorry. What was the other thing then that you were showing me?
This other thing. It's called Google Currents, which we think is really awesome. Basically, it's a little bit like Flipboard, so it's kind of a flipbook. It takes our website,
because it looked like a magazine.
It looked like a magazine. Yeah. Basically, it takes website content. You can plug in your own website, or you can, for example, if you search Stuff Middle East, you'll find ours. Shortlist in the UK, everyone in the future will have them. Mm. And it presents this kind of. It presents content that has been built for a laptop computer, but now it puts it in kind of tablet-friendly form.
It'd be
the
really
beauty
interesting.
Being that it works offline. Okay. So you kind of go on, it downloads everything, and then you go away,
right?
And it works, and it looks really good.
But Tom, it'd be great to talk to you. I mean, have you just recently launched this online?
If you look at our cover, we've made a bit of a song and dance about it, because our cover is just one massive tablet with the magazine on it. So we've just launched it.
Okay.
You can also go, if you're on a computer right now, you can go to a website called Magster, magster.com, and you can also buy it through there.
But I think it'll be quite interesting, perhaps in the future, or even just at the end of the month. Do you have sales figures, and see which ones, how it's doing online in comparison to how it's doing actually physically?
It will be. I think, books are...
Do you feel it's going to be shifting more
books
towards
books and magazines are almost a romantic product. We have connections and emotional feelings with them. I still think print will rule. At the end of the day, people are a bit weird about bringing tablets into the toilet with them and reading magazines and books.
I don't.
So there will always
trust you, Tom, to bring that into.
Well, this
is
true. So there will always be a place for print in that sense.
I completely agree with Tom. I think the place for traditional publishing is in the toilet.
Oh dear!
See what you've done?
Yes.
Well, that's why we're digital. We are digital. We're no longer old. We're not retro publishing. But we like it. Obviously, a magazine like Stuff, all our readers have got tablets. People are craving this added interaction, and we've used this technology to do it.
Mm.
So we're hoping in a few months. In a few months, we want the app to basically be very, very different. It'll be the same stuff, but it'll be designed differently, it'll look different. It will be, in essence, a different product. So you'll buy the print for what you know and love about Stuff. You'll pick the digital, which will be full of interactive content, and then you go to the website for, up-to-date, up-to-the-second news.
Do you feel yourself transitioning online? Can you see a time scale where the one will be the bigger revenue generator than the other?
I don't. Yes, I can in a few years, but I don't really like to look at that. I think that these are three different mediums and the content should be different across all three. So someone should be buying a magazine if they like stuff. They should also be checking the website because they provide two different services. You get two different things from them. This app is another one. So all of a sudden you buy the magazine, that looks really cool. Oh, the magazine says there's a video on the app. You go to the app, you can watch the video, you can, you know, do 360-degree views of different gadgets, and then you go to the website for news.
How would you have time to read any of them, I think, by the time you...
Don't you feel you're working three times?
All these different
don't you feel
things.
You're working three times as hard for the same revenue?
Which is what I'm just thinking.
Well, I don't think of it in terms of revenue. I think of it as content and providing readers with awesome gadget news and reviews
time.
And features. But that's how I see it. And I view the tablet version as a really cool way to give our readers something really interesting and really awesome. Luckily, it's not my job to figure out how to monetize it. I don't really mind.
Right.
Although I may have just talked myself out of a job.
Well, let's hope not, because we want you back on the show next week.
Well, yeah, full time, I think.
Yeah. Just really quickly, slightly off subject, but like to answer our listeners' questions. Maybe someone can help. Did you read that one from Cash? Asked if someone has a great idea for a mobile app, what is the procedure to help it to develop? Who should one meet? What should one have developers sign NDAs, etc.? What's the best way to move forward? Please guide. Anyone can help, Cash?
Wow, that's a complicated.
There's a good way.
It's a whole episode worth of
it
an NDA.
Is, but,
well, that could be a show.
Quickly, if you are interested in this sort of thing, the SAE Institute in Dubai has got a load of kind of short courses, and you can go in and you can learn about the process of building apps. Well, app building is just a different language, so if you can learn the language, it's a little bit hard.
That startup weekend also that just happened.
Well, I think
innovation.
There's a good idea in there. We did an episode years ago about apps. We should do it again. We should go more deeply into
maybe
that.
Because
as Noreen said, episode in itself.
All right. Well, thanks, Cash, for that question. And you've just prompted another show. So, big thanks for that. Well, gosh, we've run out of time, unfortunately. But I really want to go around and just get everyone's details and ways to contact, especially this wonderful book that's just been launched online as well. A big thank you to Christopher and Anna Bachalda, excuse me, and obviously also to Mary Ames, and their Adventures of BB and Sam, The Return of the Champion. It's out, it's available. How do we get it?
Sure. Probably the easiest way to learn is to go to bbandsam.com.
Okay.
So bbandsam.com, and at the moment it's available on the iTunes iBook store. It will be available on Kindle soon and probably on Nook soon, and maybe in a few months in print. We'll see.
We're meant to ask you that, actually. Is there any thoughts of it going on to print?
We've thought about it. I mean, similar to in magazine, we see the different formats of the book offering different things.
Right, so it's really quite diverse at the moment.
Correct.
Wonderful. Well, I wish you all the very, very best, and thank you very much for joining us on the program to tell us all about it. Thank you. That's at bbandsam.com if you want to find out more. Big thanks, as always, to Tom Shambler at Stuff Magazine. Thank
Don't
you.
Don't thank me. Oh. Download Stuff Middle East, the app.
All right, I've been told.
I prefer that.
The best thank you could ever
get. Yes.
And a big thanks to Noreen Jashinmal of Jashinmal Books and Magazines. Really looking forward to seeing some transformations possibly happening within stores. Great to have you on the programme.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thanks.
And also Alexander McLeod. Thank you. Back next week.
As you ask, Olives, A Violent Romance, available in Jashinmal stores.
Oh, my gosh.
On Amazon.com.
Right, Amazon.com. Where's the
button? Kobo, Nook, all e-readers.
Next week we are talking about cyberbullying. Looking forward to that. We've got lots
and Mizardo.com.
Me. No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Alexander. Great to have you on the show. And I will read that book. I'm going to bring my Kindle in next week.
Come to the E-Age.
Oh, God, you're both as bad as each other. thank you, everybody. It's been a great show. Thanks, everyone, for joining in as well.